this coming year, the 2024, is going to, we're going to have a change, quite a relatively major change on this podcast. It's to give us both extra time outside of the podcast, that's one thing. It's also to freshen the podcast up for us both. You know, challenging habits and don't get stuck in habits. So I think that's part of the motivation of this.
You're listening to the People's Countryside Environmental Debate Podcast. And today's question, listener question, is going to be talking about a certain somebody spending a reported £1 billion taking the UK press to court. Is that really doing society any kind of favours? Now, I'll let you think about who the certain somebody might be.
It's not Stuart.
No, and it's not me.
And it's not me either.
So this podcast doesn't always talk about the countryside, because you, the listeners, get us to talk about all sorts of different things. But me and the co-host, William, we always try and bring it back to the environment in some way. So as I say, I'm the co-host. I'm Stuart the Wild Man Mabbott, and my job is bringing nature into people's daily life. Who's the co-host?
I'm William Manclough. You often find me out and about with a camera. You often find me out and about with a drone. You find me often in front of an audience. We were recently in front of an audience in Northamptonshire.
Yeah.
Another good talk, wasn't it, Stuart?
Yep.
Yeah, that's who I am. This year, or this coming year, the 2024, is going to, we're going to have a change, quite a relatively major change on this podcast.
Yeah, instead of having episodes on a Tuesday and Sunday, 10 a.m, and with bonus episodes as well, we're going to just be doing a longer episode on a Sunday at 10 a.m. So instead of answering one question in each episode, we will answer two in a longer episode. So we'll be going longer form.
Going long form, yes.
And why are we doing that?
It's to give us both extra time outside of the podcast. That's one thing. It's also to freshen the podcast up for us both. Yes. We always like to produce as good a quality podcast as possible, and not get too much into habits. We always talk about, you know, challenging habits and don't get stuck in habits. So I think that's part of the motivation of this.
We always try and take the audience with us. And so we have the conversations that need having. Sometimes it's a debate. Sometimes it's mainly a conversation.
Yes.
Generally, it's mainly a conversation because it's just the two of us. We try and keep the big issues in our consciousness. Sometimes we'll have a guest to expand them a bit. But generally, it's me and William. And through actions, we try and address some of what we discuss. We don't really see the questions before we start. So it's sort of off the cuff. So we're starting from generally a same starting point as you. You will hear the question in a few moments, and that'll be the first time we've heard it. So we'll explore it in the same sort of time frame as you are. You'll be listening to this, but it's also another part of your brain will be exploring the question separately, saying these guys talk a load of rubbish. Anyway, so the question comes from Russ in Harcourt Hill, Oxford, England. Do you want to read the question, William, just for a change?
And again, thanks very much for your follow-up question. We've had quite a few returning people recently.
Yeah.
We had Debs in the previous one. Russ has sent in several questions as well. Yeah, so the person you were talking about, Stuart, really teased
earlier
at the start of it, start of the episode. Do you think Prince Harry spending a reported £1 billion taking the UK press to court is doing society any favours? I mean, he's trying to... Is it defamation case?
But yeah, it's privacy as well. It's sort of like phone hacking. It's just invasion of privacy.
But he's not the only person doing it, is he?
There's a whole range of them.
Yes, but he's just one of those people that's more known.
Yeah.
Spending £1 billion. Is it really that much?
Well, it could easily get to that because, you know, that world, the law world, is an expensive world.
Wow.
Now, who knows? How can you find that out? Well, maybe that's something we need to explore. But even if we'd explored it, what relevance has that got? Well, this is about people's conduct. Now, Prince Harry, he uses the media for his own publicity, what he's doing. But then it can go too far the other way. So it's sort of like many people would say, well, you can't have the good unless you have the bad.
Yes.
But there is some bad journalism out there. The law world is not the world most of us inhabit because we can't afford it. And that's where the decisions are made. That's where the procedures and policies develop and are advised by to the government. So even though it's not relevant to us, there is we need the laws and legislations in place without going too far. So that's maybe a benefit, but because it's so detached, does that counteract the benefit it has? Because these decisions are made without reference to us.
Is it an attack on the sort of, there's freedom of press, but the press are going too far.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's saying he's making that point, or him and the group of people are making the point that they need to be better monitored, maybe.
I also wonder, what benefit is that to us as a society?
You would like to think it would be a fairer press, because the press seems to have gone from being news to actually being more opinions. Though I don't think, I think the news has always been relatively opinionated all the time, hasn't it?
Don't we drive what they produce, though, because we're interested in it?
They do.
Or do
they
drive our interests?
They drive. I think it's a chicken and egg situation in that we pick up the news because it's interesting to us, but they write it in a certain way. I know that the local newspaper, which is Oxford Mail, do a lot of when I see their headlines. It's a very almost like antagonistic way of journalism, mm-hmm. because of the way the headline is written.
Yeah.
It's making an emotive response. It's generating an emotive response, particularly when it comes to low traffic neighbourhoods. They put a lot of very, very emotive headlines because they want people to click and they want people to buy.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of comes from. But there definitely is a very political motive behind going after people like Prince Harry, because it's just they feel like they want some form of control. Now, I will say something very separately here is with Russ's question is there something sort of buried and hidden in here? This is just my own thinking, is that is it, Russ, you're thinking about, is it, where's the money coming from as well? Is this public money that he's spending as well, because he's obviously a member of the royal family, isn't he?
Yeah. So is this money well spent?
Yes. And is he saying, is this money well spent as in public money, the public purse? Because is this public money well spent? Well, there's also Boris Johnson, who was he was basically, for his legal aid, shall we say, was also claiming it from the state as well. So I don't know. That's something that's popped into my mind with this question.
Yeah, I mean, it leaves me slightly cold, this question.
It does me as well. Yes.
So that may be the fact that it isn't relevant to the rest of society. In the grand scheme of things. You know, there's a lot of anger in him because what happened to his mother.
Yes. So he's also the spare as well.
Yeah, there's all sorts of psychology going on in this. And I'm not having a go at Prince Harry. I'm just saying this is what's driving him. He might not necessarily be driven, even though he says he is, he wants to make the world a better place by having a better press. But is he being driven by anger? Who knows? I don't know. Prince Harry, come on and be a guest on this podcast and explore this. I don't know. I mean, do read the question again. Do you think Prince Harry spending a reported £1 billion taking UK press to court is doing society any favours? Yes, in the sense of
it's holding them to account.
Yeah, it's bringing methodology and ethics into the forefront of the conversation, but the conversation is being had amongst a few.
Yes. How many people are really aware of it currently?
Yeah,
and probably not be aware of it until it actually comes to a conclusion.
Is there a better way for society to hold the media to account than going through the courts that effectively make the lawyers richer?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Don't know. I don't really have much to say on this, Russ. Sorry. I mean, maybe the, and what an action. What's an action we can come up with this? Maybe just think about Are there maybe exploring options outside of the court of law? I mean, I'm not saying vigilante. So I'm just talking about is
the courts the last resort?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Is that a last resort? And what are the measures before that?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So if you're in a position where you're thinking, oh, I'm going to sue somebody, is there a process you can go through before that? And well, what is maybe driving you to, is that if it's been driven by anger, even if you get the conclusion you want through the courts, you still have to resolve that anger.
Yes.
I don't know. There's multiple actions there.
Yes. That's a good action, I would say.
Anyway, if you want to follow us and support us, Patreon is a website where you can, for a monthly donation or sponsorship, whatever you want to call it, for as little as £2, you can get some behind-the-scenes bonus material that doesn't ever go public. What things can people get if they join us?
They're always there. You know, yeah. they just stay there. As long as Patreon is running and up and running, they'll be there. Every single Patreon, every single behind the scenes Patreon or behind the paywall Patreon posts
is waiting for you.
Just waiting for you, sat there. One we did was we did a video on setting up and winding down after a podcast recording.
Yeah,
what the setup looks like and in some ways we went into what our podcast. Process was our recording process.
Ideal for other podcasters or people who listen to this podcast who might be intrigued to see what exactly goes on.
And actually, because that video was recorded where I'm sat and where you're sat, Stuart. It was sat in this space in this room. So you actually get to see what the space looks like.
Yeah.
Also, the other video we did as well was about overcoming issues when making a podcast.
Yeah.
So that was more along the lines of.
Challenges, really.
The challenges that we both individually face and then face together as a collaboration, Stuart.
Yeah. In this episode or maybe previous episode, my bread maker went off.
Yes.
You know, we just carry on. It's life.
Yeah, we've had people knock on the door. Yeah. We've had, we often have, because where we record is at Stuart and Mrs. Wildman's house. Yeah. And that's right next to a very busy roundabout. So you get people tooting their horns, or you get we got a fire station just here, so we get that going on as well. But that would be for somebody, that sort of video would be if you're somebody who has thought about setting up a podcast but have all these doubts and think, there's going to be snags, there's always going to be difficulties. Yeah. You know, that's why it's called Overcoming Issues When Making a Podcast.
Yeah, and you'll see we always like to do our recording face to face. We don't like using any online aspect, one because the quality, even though the quality is improving, but we like the dynamic of being in the same room as whoever we're talking to.
Yeah, the only time we ever did that was when we couldn't be in the same room together because of COVID. That was the only time we ever did that.
And we had Chase Ironize, who was over in America,
and Heli Palosto, from Finland. You still can't pronounce her name, can you?
No, I can't. Anyway, so the next question in the next episode is going to be from Ramona in Paraguay, South America. She's back. She hasn't been on for a while, but Ramona, welcome back.